You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and Tech with Heart is all about empowering entrepreneurs, especially those that are doing business online, because what we're finding is that small business owners are really struggling to embrace technology so they can stay competitive and relevant. So that's what we like to cover, our topics on the Tech with Heart show that do enlighten and empower entrepreneurs to be competitive when it comes to embracing technologies and learning about systems and possibly employing strategies that will help them set themselves apart and attract more clients online. And today's topic is preparing the elements of a media kit, because believe it or not, speaking on other people's stages or gathering enough interest in what you're doing by how you do your marketing and how you put your content out there online, that actually is publicity. And publicity is a fabulous way to grow your business. And you don't even have to spend much money on it because people are intrigued and excited about what you're doing. So they want to have you on their show. Reporters will reach out and they want to do a report about you on their news broadcast. So that is a great, you need to be prepared for that type of publicity. And that's what media kits are all about. So let's get diving right on in. So what media kits are is a compilation of your bio, your intro, all of the highlights of what you want people to know as far as who you are, what you're all about, and what you do to serve and solve problems for your target audience. And of course, any accolades or any past publicity that you have experienced, you want to be bragging more or less about that, because that attracts more, believe it or not, it just attracts more entities to want to reach out to you and have you featured on their show. So let's go into the elements of the media kit. The first one would be your introduction. So when you are getting introduced onto somebody else's show, you need to provide them like a 2-3 sentence of more or less like your title and who you serve and the problem that you solve and how you uniquely solve that problem. And also mentioning in that 2-3 sentences, any accolades or again, past publicity that you can share while you're talking about how you solve the problem for your target audience, because what that does is it really impacts those listeners to think, wow, this person really has authority in this space, or it boosts your credibility when you have other entities that are bragging about you. So like one of the things that I say in my introduction as Michelle Calloway, the founder of Revelio, is that, you know, we have been featured in Inc. magazine and praised by Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, by providing small business owners with a unique differentiator and a system that really captivates people's attention. So in that statement, I'm doing a couple of things. I'm using the credibility of the other people that are a little bit more, you know, obviously a lot more well-known, like Inc. magazine and Kevin Harrington. I'm using those names as leverage to boost me up, because they're the ones who, you know, worked with me and sought me out to have that publicity piece together. And then I talk about what it is that I do that helps other business owners stand out, because that's the problem that I solve for business owners, is I help them stand out and really create, you know, create that captivating experience that people remember. And that's a unique differentiator. So if you're able to share what you do and how you do it and the problem that you solve in the same sentence, that you're able to also mention some bigger names, that is a really powerful intro. And when people hear that, they're kind of in the audience, they're like, ooh, I'm excited about listening to this next guest speaker. And it really is a good way to help you shine. So a 2-3 sentence introduction is required. And you can create that in a Word document and then save it as a PDF to include in your media kit. Then the next one is your bio. The bio is a little bit more involved than an intro, because your bio is kind of more or less giving them even more credibility into why you are the expert in your field. Also, you can include some of the elements that you had in your intro as far as, you know, any bragging rights you have about who said what about you and how you've helped businesses grow. That's an important thing to also include in your intro if you can. Like, if, let's just say you don't have any past mega publicity, but you do have like use cases in which you've helped companies like quadruple their growth, or you've helped publishers, or I'm sorry, you helped authors get so many book sales because of the way you published. You'd want to use those like statistical elements in your intro, and you can also include them in your bio, because it's one thing to say, this is what I do, this is who I help, and this is how I help them. But it's a whole nother thing to come in and say, I, you know, she has helped, you know, 100 businesses in, you know, accomplish, you know, the certain growth rate or whatever. When you're able to add in some of those statistical elements, it really like, ooh, wow. Okay. So not only is she good, she's really good. Right. And then you can, you know, share even what some people say about you in your bio. You can say, she's been known to, you know, she's well known as, or he's known as the blah, 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 because of, you know, how many businesses he's helped raise up to the certain bar. So there's a lot of different elements you want to use to provide continual accolades and credibility and authority in your bio without going on and on. There is what they call a short bio, which is like two, possibly three paragraphs, but more like two. That's a short bio. Some platforms, when you're uploading your speaker info, or you know, you're just presenting to a reporter, they don't want you to go on and on and on and on and on. But if you have a long bio, then that may also get published like in an online magazine, right? So it's okay to have a short version and a long version of your bio. And then also at the bottom of your bio sheet, you should also list your website and all of the social media links that will take people immediately with a click to your social media profile, so they can like learn more about you and kind of get a better gist of who you are and what you're all about on your social media. And then I've also taken the next step to add a link to my sizzle reel or my speaker reel as a YouTube link on there as well, so that you can, you know, they can just tap on that link and go straight to watch me in action speaking on stages. So when you're done compiling a short version and then a long version, you can have it on the same sheet, just break it up like visibly with a line, short bio, then long bio, and then at the bottom, all your links. Go ahead and save that as a PDF as well. PDFs are the best type of files to compile into a media kit, because no matter whether a person's on PC or Mac or on their mobile, PDFs display as you save them, which is really nice. But if you just send somebody a Word document, not only is it easy for them to go in and edit it and accidentally maybe remove some words or add their own words, but there also might be an issue with the font, and fonts will adjust the layout. So you want to kind of freeze frame your content in a PDF. But yes, PDFs can still be copied and pasted so that they can share that information with a copy and paste to promote you, so it's not an issue. But that is the recommended file saving structure when it comes to documents that entail text, images, and spacing and, you know, design. Okay. All right. So then let's move on to what is a one sheet. A one sheet is also recommended to have into your media kit, because what it does is like visually displays in a nice manner all of the elements that you just incorporated through your intro and some of your bio, but it also highlights some of the topics that you prefer to be known to speak about. So there's this thing called a keynote speech, and then there's some other sites, maybe 10 to 15 minute talks that you have. You might want to present in that manner, what are the benefits to the audience that you will get if you get hired to do that keynote speech versus the other two types of speeches or presentations, I should say. So it's all about the audience. Remember, every single time you do a media appearance, it's all about the audience. So in that one sheet, you want to visually demonstrate, you know, that you have some accolades. Like if you have been featured on certain news sources, you might want to list those news sources. If you, you know, do a nice picture of yourself there as well, so that it's very inviting and you are the highlight, you are the one that they're excited to learn more about. And then I'm going to actually show, for those who are watching, I'm going to share my screen and I will show you my one sheet, just so you could kind of get an idea. So you've got my title at the top, Michelle Calloway, speaker, author, and tech founder, and then how I want to be known, captivate and inspire your audience with disruptive marketing strategies and technology with a heart. So that is kind of who I am encapsulated, right? And then here's a quick little bio, meet Michelle, and then it goes on and on for just a few short paragraphs. And in that meet Michelle part, I did mention here, Inc. Magazine and Kevin Harrington of ABC's hit TV show Shark Tank. See? You want to make sure that gets in there. And then speaking topics. And then if you are an author, it's great to go ahead and highlight a book or two. And then if you can incorporate pictures of you being on other people's stages, that's good too. And then you can also put your contact information at the very bottom here. I don't know why it's not letting me do that here. Here we go. You can give them your phone number and also where they can go to visit your speaker website, right? So that's all good. And if you'll notice here, I even made mine clickable inside of the PDF so they can just click right over my website link and it actually will take them there. So that is very highly recommended if you can to go ahead and create a beautifully designed one sheet to include in your media kit. Let me stop sharing. Here we go.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
When you get all that designed, you should also save that as a PDF and include that along with your bio and with your intro. Then the next element that you can include, and I do highly recommend this because if you are hoping to get more publicity, you should probably have either a sizzle reel or a speaker reel created that highlights you and what you talk about and the transformation that people will experience when they hear your presentation or just, you know, the accolades that you've received about what you're doing so far. And so you can have that done very easily by somebody else can do it for you, or there's so many different video services that you can, video creators that you can create your own. You just want to make sure that you are visually and textually and even verbally with voiceover demonstrating how you want to be known. It's more or less your brand, right? You want your brand to come across loud and clear in that sizzle reel or your speaker reel, because that is how people will figure out whether you're a good fit for their stage and also how they can possibly recommend you to others. I'm going to show you my speaker website and I'm going to show you just a sample of my speaker reel. And I don't use voiceover on my speaker reel. I do use a lot of images and a lot of like high energy music, and the words that are on the screen as it plays also visually demonstrate who I want to be known for. So give me one second. I'm going to share this again on my screen. And for those of you listening, what I'll do is as the video is playing, I will read to you the words that are coming up on the screen, and you'll just have to imagine what scene is being played out behind those words, but those words as they're showing up on the sizzle reel are also visually being portrayed in the scene that's playing out behind the scenes. And a lot of this footage was of me speaking on other people's stages and capturing my energy. And, you know, I want to be known for things like innovation and purpose-driven So one second, I'm going to share my screen again. And here we go to my speaker page. On my speaker page, you'll see here, you've got right underneath my photo, and I want to be known for innovation, connection, and influence. Down below that, I've got as featured on Inc. magazine. I've also been featured on CBS, and I also have a television show on Roku. So I listed those three logos there, and then boom, right away is my speaker reel. So I'm going to just play this for those of you who are watching, you can see, and then I'm going to talk about the words that are being shown on the screen for those that are listening. Cutting edge, innovative, unique, creative, disruptive, engaging, technology, connection, influential, faithful, purposeful, passionate, heart-centered, relatable. Michelle Calloway. And then I list my website. And I also set it up on YouTube so that over here in the left-hand corner, anybody can click on that testimonial that a speaker host did about me speaking on her stage. And so that's another thing that I do recommend, if you possibly can, to include on your speaker site is a testimonial. So you'll scroll down, see all of my links here. I have a lot of links, just like a link tree. I set that up on my speaker page so that people just go to michellecalloway.us and not any link tree. And I just make multiple links available right from my speaker page. And one of them is my media kit. I also have a link for my digital business card. And then I have links to I have a Revealio company and the Tech with Heart Foundation nonprofit company. Then all of my social media links, of course. And then here is the testimonial video where more or less this woman is telling other hosts about how powerful of a speaker I am. And that will help promote me to get invited onto other people's stages. Yeah. So that is a piece that you would want to have on your website. Not necessarily in your media kit, because your one sheet should also include some testimonials from those that are recommending you as a speaker to other hosts and, you know, explaining the value that you give to the audience. Okay, so I'm going to stop sharing now. Go back here to what is next in your media kit. So a speaker reel, if possible, included either as a hyperlink in your bio or as a actual, you know, included in the kit, but you just don't want to make it a really large video. You might want to condense it down so it's like less than 10 megabytes if possible. Okay. Going on to the next. We have what they call an intro song. Have you ever been to a conference and the person that's getting introduced to come onto the stage, they may or may not play a sizzle reel to kind of whet your appetite a little bit more for who's going to present. But oftentimes after the person's name gets announced, as they're entering onto the stage, there's music playing. That could be you providing the AV team, audio, video, visual team, a song that represents you. It's almost like your anthem, right? Or your helps set the mood. And it also helps people kind of perceive from their perspective with whatever is being said in the song, or how the energy of the song is just like, you know, high energy, then they're perceiving the brand that you're trying to put out there through music. So be intentional with the song that you select, and also know the audience, right? So if you could have a couple of different songs raring to go, you might want to cater a media kit to a specific host based upon what you know their audience would more or less receive better, because just of like their nature. So like accountants, like if you're going to come on stage and speak to accountants about accounting, you might want to pick something perhaps that's a little bit more conservative. You know, I don't know, it's just a thought, but more or less you should have at least one, if not two, anthem songs ready to go. And even if more possible, kind of trim it down to the section that you prefer out of that song that you would like played, because intro songs only play out for maybe 7 seconds. I mean, it shouldn't take you that long to get up on stage once you've been introduced, right, by the host. So that's, those are some elements that you might want to consider including in your media kit. And I hope that that helps. And so what you do after you collect your intro, your bio, oh, let's talk about your headshot. Okay. So your headshot, that is like a professional quality photo of you in your branded business attire. If that's what you, if you're a business person, or if you're just an inspirational speaker, you want to exude part of your branding elements, like how you want people to perceive you through your headshot. And it's best if you can include maybe two or three choices of headshots, depending, so that the person that's hosting you can choose which one they would like to use for your promotional purposes versus the one that they use on that day of, if they're going to show your picture with your name below it. So give them choice, as long as it all feels like it's very much within your brand. And the other thing is to consider making sure you send them a high resolution version of your image, because there's a huge difference about portraying an image online through computer screens and mobile screens versus something that gets printed and sent out to, you know, readers. So print requires a lot more pixels per square inch of data to, in order for that photo to not be blurry. But online, it doesn't take much for a photo to show up very nicely. So you'll want to stick with something around 300 DPI and about 1200 pixels, no smaller than that, because you can always reduce down, but you can't blow up to make it bigger. It'll just make things all blurry and all kinds of, it won't look professional. So 300 DPI, 1200 pixels minimum. And then you would want to include one or three, up to three, of different headshots of you in your media kit. But you might also consider how important it would be for you to keep your headshots up to date. So if you decide you're going to go through a, maybe a completely different hairstyle. So for men, it could be like, okay, when last time your headshot was taken, you know, you had a certain amount of hair and it was a certain color. And now all of a sudden, either you don't, you're shaved, you decided to shave your head, or you've got a different color, like a lot more gray than what was before. You don't want to misrepresent yourself. And so part of people's perception of authenticity is you are what you, you know, you are, your appearances are who you are. So you would not want to send somebody a headshot of you with short hair if all of a sudden your hair is really long, right? You want to keep those headshots fairly recent, I would say within 6 months, especially if you've gone through a pretty major look change. And that's, you know, and that's fun to do, right? It's fun to change your look, but just know that your headshots need to represent how you look today, so that there's no disassociation. Like, you don't want anybody to have any sensation in their gut that you're inauthentic because of how you appeared here is not how you actually are in real life. Keep that in mind. All right. So once you've got all of these elements compiled and you have that headshot, those headshots saved in JPEG format, then you're going to want to put them into a folder on your computer and then do this thing called zip it. And ZIP is a great way to kind of like lock that, all of those files within that folder down so that it can be downloaded as one file. And then you take that file and you attach it so that when somebody's on your website and they click on that download media kit, they click that and then automatically that file folder downloads to their system so that they have access to your headshot, your bio, your intro, and all those elements that you want so badly for them to share. It's all ready for them and it's all nicely packaged. It's a beautiful thing. That's what they call it, a media kit. You can also make all of these elements available on your website. And I highly recommend you carry out that, you know, like start your website out, you know, who you are, who you serve and how you serve them, how you're uniquely you, some of your accolades, right? You got some headshots, you've got some bios, you've got, you know, all this stuff that's being your speaker reel, even possibly, you know, your theme song made available to play all on your speaker site. So that is also another way to capture people's attention when they're surfing online. But it's really nice when you have it all packaged up, ready for them to just click and download to their system. So hopefully this is all helpful. We talked on a past Tech with Heart show about how to shine when you show up on media appearances. That's more about how you show up and how you frame yourself in a virtual world doing online interviews. This is about the media content that you can send to a potential reporter or a potential show host in preparation for helping them position you properly and promote you properly. And so that's a really big deal. So hopefully that helped. And if you are wanting to reach out to me, just go to techwithheartnetwork.com. I am the founder of this nonprofit organization. You can reach out to me if you also think you would like to be interviewed on the Tech with Heart show as a business expert in your industry. We would love to hear from you because we are all about empowering entrepreneurs. Then you hope you go to techwithheartnetwork.com, join our community as we grow alongside one another. This is a safe, nurturing place where we do bring forward ideas and strategies and systems that will keep you competitive. We don't teach stuff that was 10 years old. We teach stuff that's happening today that's proven to be working in today's times. And so please, you know, join our community. You can join for free, or you can upgrade to like a gold membership and be listed as an influencer in our community. That's a great way to stand out as well and also be featured on our show and be promoted through our platforms. So techwithheartnetwork.com, it's a great community, it's a great place to go. You're welcome to support us or even volunteer for our nonprofit organization where we're all about empowering, enlightening, and embracing. Here's to your success.